Welcome to the On the Verge of podcast, where we explore the world of politics and policy and focus on how tech companies can navigate the politics of disruption. On today's episode, Senior Vice President Adam Benson is back with a new guest. Cleve Adams is a veteran technology CEO with decades of experience taking companies public. Adam and Cleve preview the upcoming RSA conference, discuss the current investing landscape for cybersecurity offerings, and share insight into how companies can defend against evolving cyber attacks. Take a listen and don't forget to smash that subscribe button.
So let's get right into it, and the area that you really know so well. We've seen some numbers already that show that deal volume and capital investment were down at the end of 2023 and down already in the first quarter of 2024. What should we make of cybersecurity investing right now in 2024?
Well, if you want me to be honest, I think it's the economy. Right? I believe there are so many cybersecurity companies out there that are worthy of investing. I think investors are gun shy a little bit. You know, you've got interest rates have tripled. You've got food prices, gas prices, everything that makes an economy go around have just been blown out of proportion. And that makes people a little bit, weary. Or shall I say, a little bit reluctant to put all their money out there. So I feel that's the same way with VCs and venture capital. You know, venture capital are going to cut back a little bit. They tell their portfolio companies to cut back a little bit that they have to reinvest in. So I believe that, you know, it's going to correct itself soon. And 2024 may end up being a very good year for investments. 2025, well, I think, will be a great year for investments. So yes, it's down. The last couple of years have been down. But if you look at company stocks, big company stocks like Microsoft and Google and Nvidia and those kind of, and they're going through the roof. So yes, people are on hold a little bit, but people aren't. So it's I think it'll break free soon.
So based on what you're telling me here, you must be telling some of the people you work with as they get ready for RSA, hold steady, hold tight, be courageous, and look ahead towards the next 12 to 18 months when things could be looking better. Is that kind of a fair description of the environment right now?
To me, it is. You know, I'm no financial expert, and I'm not going to get on CNBC and Fox Business and tell them, you know, where the market's going and what's happening. In my opinion, people feel the economy, and it makes things slow down a little bit. And if you're going to put, I'm going to put less money in my portfolio companies because I want them to be tighter with their money. So that's kind of what's happening. And soon, I believe the economy is going to rebound. I don't think it's going to go into any more of a recession or downturn than it's been. And in my opinion, again, it's going to be a good time to invest. And there are needs for investment in cyber companies these days. There are a lot of activity. If you look at artificial intelligence now, it being integrated with cybersecurity, all that's going to be very explosive and we're going to be a great investment opportunity.
Boy, you set me up perfectly, Cleve, for my next question. It's almost like you knew the script.
Good, good. That's why I'm here, Adam. That's why I'm here, to help you out as much as I can.
Well, what I wanted to ask is the fact that we seem to be hearing about a new breach, a new threat, some new problem every day in cybersecurity. We don't hear about the hundreds and thousands of attacks that are prevented by security professionals all the time. But the one that does get through can cause an awful mess, and we seem to be dealing with that quite a lot these days. From what you know and dealing with people in the industry, do you feel like security is getting better or worse or staying really about the same?
Well, that's it. You know, that's a great question. You set me up perfectly on that one, Adam, as well. So thanks for that. So, yes, I think cybersecurity is getting much better. I mean, we are actually protecting everything we can, you know, not just the networks and the servers, but all the way down to the endpoints. I mean, everything is very protected these days with great technology. And they're using artificial intelligence in that great technology to kind of predict and project what's going to happen. Okay, but so are the hackers, right? So the hackers, they're as smart as we are. So if you take a look at what's happening, you know, which Fortune 500 is going to be hacked today? That should be the headline in every newspaper, right? Is our electrical grid going to be hacked? You know, something's happening every single day, and we know it, you know, from ransomware to, I was just reading this morning about, you know, a healthcare company that has already had to pay hundreds of millions of dollars to get their files back. And if you look at casinos and healthcare companies and Fortune 500 companies, they're getting hacked all the time. And frankly, they're not going to tell you about it every day now like they were, because it happens every day, so it's not news. So we're getting better. We're getting better. The hackers are getting better. And you know, the hackers are using AI in their tools, right? So now, instead of being able to go out and manually or automatically send out malware and send out emails to click here to join my network and all the different things that they're sending out, they're going to do it with AI, which means it's going to be 1,000 times faster and 1,000 times more. So it's going to get worse.
You brought up AI, and that's certainly something we want to talk about. Are you seeing right now one effective tools that can be used to help folks defend with AI against the threat from AI? And two, are you seeing effective messaging on this that can make a difference, or that can reach the consumer, the business, the organization, and let them know, hey, there's help out there on the way for you?
Yes, I see big companies, and small companies trying to protect this area, right? So I see companies that are now coming out with technology that, you know, protects AI type hacks. Any intrusion detected like that happening with AI, you know, all endpoint intrusion detected by AI. So all that stuff's happening right now, which is great. The technology is really keeping up. But again, our nemesis are using the same tools. So that means that they're going to be smart and smarter. And the funny thing is about this industry, Adam, is that we have to be right all of the time, right? 100%. If we miss one, they get in, right? So they only have to be right once. We have to be right every time. So that makes a big hole for us, right? It puts us in a big hole to begin with.
Companies, organizations to take certain measures to protect themselves. You have a unique view on this as a CEO and dealing with some of these issues. Do you see cybersecurity compliance right now as a friend or a foe?
Well, yeah. Okay. The answer to that is yes. I see it as a friend. I see it as a friend and a foe. I mean, you can't go on. Here's where I'd like to stand on cybersecurity compliance, right? I think it's necessary, all right? The Department of Defense has already mandated, hey, if you're going to do business with us, you're going to be CMMC compliant. And the Europeans, the British, and so on have already said, if you're going to do business with us, you got to be GDPR compliant. So yes, compliance is a fact, and we will have to deal with it as we move forward. Soon, and you know, I think everybody should be CMMC compliant. I mean, why not? And if we're going to do business with the federal government and probably the state and local governments and probably Fortune 500 companies that will follow suit, if we're going to do business with them, we're going to have to be compliant. So yes, I believe compliance is necessary to continue to do business as we've been doing business in the past. The regulations from the DOD have already been sent down. I think the regulations will be from the entire federal government. All 3-letter and 4-letter agencies are going to say soon, not this year, but maybe next year, we think you all should be CMMC compliant to do any business with the United States government. And when that happens, the state and local guys will follow. And then obviously what follows is that are the Fortune class companies, the Global 2000 companies, you know, and other people that really have to have strict data compliance, like healthcare companies. So Yes, I believe. Is it a pain in the ass? Absolutely. You've got to be CMC compliant now, right? So you've got to figure out, okay, what the heck do I do to get there, right? Do I go to my friend Microsoft? Are they going to help me? You know, I got off of Microsoft. A couple people say, so do I go to Apple? Do I go to Google? I mean, who do I go to be CMC compliant? Who can help me? So you can't, as a small business, I guess you can go out to MSSPs and they can help you get there. Or should I, or if I'm a larger, if I'm a small to medium enterprise, let's say, and I don't want to go to service providers to provide me with the service, they're too expensive. So I want to do it myself. And so do I go out and scour the planet for the greatest technology on CMMC compliance and GDPR compliance? So yeah, I'm going to have to. So there you go. I've got to go to Microsoft. I've got to go to Apple. I've got to go to Google, or I've got to go out and find it myself.
Or you could go to RSA and talk to the hundreds of vendors that are there on the floor besides Microsoft and all the other companies you mentioned that can maybe walk you through what they could do to help you with compliance, right?
And then I will be more confused than ever. Because there's, what, how many companies at RSA?
Hundreds.
I'm going to go and listen to 1,500 companies give me their pitch, 1,800 companies. I mean, I'll be swimming out of it,
well,
right?
Well,
it's hard enough to go there and see all the different technologies now. And then I feel, I've been in cybersecurity for 25 years. I feel that, hey, every time I go to these shows, which is a lot, I learn new acronyms, right? So I just have to, how do you keep up? That's why.
The one thing about it that I'll say at RSA, and God bless all the companies that are there, but of the, let's say there are 500 companies there, it seems like about 450 have exactly the same message, right? Or just some spin on almost the same thing you heard from the previous booth you were just at. Do you ever feel that way when you're there, that it all sounds the same?
I do. I just said when I went into the, when I go in there, I come out more confused than ever. Yes, I really like those shows because, you know, you see all the entrepreneurs in there trying to make their businesses work. I love that. You know, you see the big companies with the big booths, but they're inviting the smaller companies into the booths to show their wares. I really like that. You know, I really like the entrepreneurial spirit. And RSA really shows you the entrepreneurial spirit. I mean, come on, there's hundreds and thousands of companies in there trying to make things work. You know, they're raising money. They're trying to find the right salespeople. They're trying to find the right marketing people and the right management team for their companies. And they're meeting people at RSA to try to do business deals. And it's a pretty dynamic place to go. I mean, it's a good buzz, but you know, it's, yeah. And like I said, I've been going for 25 years. So that's, it's pretty amazing for me to see. Cause when I went 25 years ago, there weren't that many booths, right? You know, four booths and a couple of dogs. Right. And now there's literally, you know, thousands of companies, and it's really a fantastic thing to see.
I feel like you can see everything there, from the latest cybersecurity product to the newest spin on a lightsaber that I could bring home for my kids as swag. So there's a little bit of everything there for everybody. It's always got some interesting things to see. I do want to just touch on this point of differentiation just a little bit, because I'm sure as a CEO of companies like this, you had to consider this and think about this. Was there ever a time you talked about ways to differentiate yourselves or different ways to spin the conventional marketing taglines, phrase, attack, plans of attack? Is there anything you saw that maybe somebody else did that was really inventive and unique?
Yes. Every single company that I've had, we have to go in there and dissect the technology and find out what makes us different. I mean, that is what's really going to give you an edge, right? What makes us different from everybody else? Why would people buy my product over the guy next door that just gave him the same pitch? And with a couple of words twisted in their direction, they have more benefits and features than I do, which could be true. It might not be true, but I have to figure out how to be different, how to be the guy that can give you that 30-second pitch and show you that I have a product that works. It's not a Me Too product. It has a big differentiator. And I have a big market that's growing, and that you should buy my product because I'm better. You know, I solve a problem. I think that's really what I like to go after. I don't have a better product. I solve your problem, and here's how I solve it.
Yeah, we talk about that a lot in my business, actually, as well. So that's very much, you're very much on point with the kinds of things that we discuss with cybersecurity players out there. Talk about the problem will help sell the product. And if you can articulate the fact that the problem is the biggest problem companies are facing today, you're going to at least get some interesting ears and eyes looking in on what you're doing.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. I think that, RSA is a great place to go to see all the goods and wares and find out, hey, if you've got a problem, a specific problem, you know, you're going to find 14 companies that'll solve that problem. So that's a good place.
Well, let's talk a little bit about identifying companies that are doing that. I mean, there probably are a few companies out there that if you really got a chance to go under the hood, might look like WebSense when you first took that over. I won't ask you what kinds of companies you're looking for, but what sectors are the interesting ones to you right now? As you're preparing to go there, what kinds of sectors are you going to be looking for and looking out for as you walk the floor?
Well, I am, you know, not just a cybersecurity guy, but I'm an artificial intelligence guy. The last two companies that I sold were AI based. So I really like to see the combination of the two. I really want to find a cybersecurity company that can solve the problem that I have. And I want them to use artificial intelligence because that's cutting edge, right? And I believe that it'll continue to get better and better and better. You know, artificial intelligence, Adam, is not new, right? We were using AI, machine learning bots, basically, artificial intelligent machine learning bots in 1998, right? So that gives you an idea of how long this has been around. Obviously, it's been around long before that. So if we were using in 98, that means it's probably been around 10, 20 years before that as well. So it's nothing new. So today what's happening is that a company has come out with ways where you can talk to it. It'll talk back to you. It'll write your resume for you. It'll write your PhD thesis, and it does all kinds of great stuff that you can use as an edge to get. And to me, I'm the revenue executive, right? Everything I look at, it's how do I get more revenue for my company utilizing this technology? So that's what I like. I like to see cybersecurity. I like it to be integrated with artificial intelligence. I like it to be integrated with ways that the data becomes unhackable. All right. So how great would it be if you had technology that if your data was, if somebody came into your network and hacked your data would just disappear, right? Just if somebody else that wasn't supposed to touched it, it wouldn't be there. It would vanish. So those are the types of technologies that I see that are really going to go forward are cybersecurity integrated with artificial intelligence, integrated with data security that will allow you to not be hacked and to not have your files stolen and be held for a ransom. Those things are happening and are coming. And that's why I'm excited every day to come out and see new deals. Personally, I'm on a vet. I vet through deals every day. So I'm on a couple of angel groups where we vet through deals all the time. Some of the biggest angel groups in the country are here in Southern California. And so I see a lot of different deals, not just cybersecurity companies, but other great companies that are doing great things with technology. And so it's exciting. This is an exciting time for technology. I mean, look at the stock market for tech stocks, right? They're going through the roof. NVIDIA is not an overnight success, believe me. They've been around for a long time, and all of a sudden now they're really exploding because, you know, people are finding out that their chips are 1,000 times faster, GPUs are 1,000 times faster than CPUs, and you can process a lot more data with those chips than you can normal chip. So that's, you know, those things are happening right now, and it's exciting. So exciting stuff's happening every day.
Yeah, no question. A lot of exciting stuff in that area. One last question for you about the RSA. If you finish this sentence for me, I think we can kind of put a wrap on RSA. The most successful companies at RSA will?
The most successful companies at RSA will be able to show you that they are different and they can solve the problem that you have. And so I think it's technology, the differentiator of technology, and, you know, the way you go out and sell and market it.
Cleve Adams, thank you so much for joining us today. I really look forward to seeing you at RSA in San Francisco in a few weeks. Until then, this is Adam Benson with the On the Verge podcast out of Washington, signing off.